right, welcome everybody to the Hustler's Cave. Today we have Gary, we got Big Tuna, aka Josh, and we got Randy, we got myself. My name is Narina, and I'm very happy to be here.
Yes, we are happy to have Narina today on the Booty Hustlers
welcome, Narina, podcast.
Thank you.
Yay. It's we great can stop be beeping here. Names now.
Right.
Y'all beeped them once.
Yeah.
Because nobody needs to know.
But Baruch still got to beep this name. I beep that.
So how's everybody doing today?
Fairly well.
Wearing boxers.
Finally, Randy has underwear on.
Oh, finally.
Captain Underpants in the flesh.
Now, is that something you bought for today and you never plan on wearing, or is it something you plan on going forth with this
don't
summer?
Your balls feel a lot better?
No, my balls itch a lot more.
he's been free for so long, they don't know what to do.
It's true.
You must wear pants the day of the track, please.
Pants?
No,
underwear.
Oh, I got you.
Please.
Like I said, I'm not like, being lumped pants. In with another person who shits on curbs and doesn't wear underwear ever again.
And we're going to get you some new deodorant.
We're getting thank him you. Underwear, too.
Nah, you got that good
stuff. No, did you not see that deodorant was nothing on the stick?
There was. It was literally the last little bit.
That was stunt deodorant. What you mean?
Yeah. It was like a fucking prop Glock.
No, I didn't see it. I just saw those.
It had the smells of deodorant, but it didn't have the effects.
I had the LaCroix treatment. I got
the LaCroix treatment.
I got the essence of Old Spice on my pits right now.
Hey, man, at least you're trying. You know, it's fire. We didn't ask questions today, so let's pick a topic. Let's just brainstorm a topic.
First of all, I would like to congratulate you.
For what?
On the shoes you got, because
yes, congratulations. Everyone,
no, you can't talk about that.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah,
sure?
No, yeah, we can't talk about
okay,
that.
Okay, never mind. Disregard.
Yeah, yeah.
Disregard.
Yeah, we can't talk about that.
All right.
What other topics can we talk about?
Damn.
The sneakers app is a scam.
Oh, this is very much true.
What do you mean?
No one ever fucking wins.
No, nobody you know has ever won over a sneaker app.
I mean, I've won, but it's like twice a year and they drop 400 shoes a year. You know, the odds are against us.
I have been trying for years and
how often
never
do you try
happened.
Though
I tried for every single Yeezy that came out from the I was talking about the Adidas app, but it's all the same shit.
It's literally the same
app. The app is ran by the government
and I just gave up.
Did you hear about I was reading on a news article
about the UFOs?
No. Oh. First of all, UFOs, that's out of my realm. I don't know anything about
that.
Bro,
it's real. Yeah, you didn't see what Chuckles posted?
Bro,
it's fucking real.
UFO.
Do you really think in this wide fucking open universe that we are the only fucking intelligent motherfuckers with spaceships?
He knows, he just can't say anything.
Of course not. Of course not. I don't think that we're just the only intelligent ones. I watch Justice League. You watch Justice League.
What?
Everything's based off of something. You know what I'm saying? X-Files. We can't be the only ones. You think there's got to be a bunch of motherfuckers out in space and shit.
I know there are.
What you think they look like, though?
Randy.
If there's a planet of Randy's walking around.
That would be so tight. Just a bunch of crooked teeth, crooked nose. Like
that's a funky ass planet.
If I'm going off of like what I've seen off of Rick and Morty, then yeah, they probably look like us. Just really fucked up versions.
I'll take it.
Would you fuck a alien?
Depends how fat that ass is.
Would they have a pussy though?
Like
let's say in a position where they had like the only thing you notice on an alien is a pussy. Not the only thing you notice, but that's like something you notice. You're like, wow, that looks
reversed,
like a fuckable puss.
What if their pussy's their mouth and their mouth's their pussy?
What's a blowjob?
No, yeah, but what I'm saying, what happens if he goes, like, you like, you know, like, hey.
You start fucking her and then they suffocate?
No, like an alien, you know, like sometimes like, hey, buddy, why are you trying to fuck my wife? Like, oh, no, on Earth, this is how we greet each other.
Why did you just suck my wife's pussy? Like, oh, shit, my bad, dog.
You all up on my wife, bro. Back up.
Wasn't that like with the Coneheads? Didn't they have like some reverse shit?
They had some weird shit like
what was
that,
it,
too.
Their mouth? I don't know.
I don't remember.
I know they used
to, they would touch cone tips.
Oh, that's how they had sex.
Something like that. It was mad freaky, and David Spade wasn't having it.
You think they have eyes and nose and shit?
They got a sense and
they
see?
Got sonar.
Yeah,
or they yeah, bats? They have echolocation.
That's not how
that is. You got to
like
echolocate.
That SpongeBob episode.
What SpongeBob episode?
I don't understand.
Oh, you talking about the deep sea creatures?
Yeah,
that's just weird.
Pretty much aliens.
They weren't aliens. They just was from the underneath sea the sea.
Right? They were like aboriginals to Australians. Just way different.
Oh. My balls vibrated. Forgive me. But I was reading on a Florida timeline that a Florida judge gave a bond bail to a pedophile. And then they found the pedophile, decapitated him, and left his body on the doorstep of the judge.
Wait, what?
That's some gangster ass shit.
So a pedophile was released on bail.
Yeah.
They found the pedophile, chopped his head off, and left the body on the judge's doorstep.
They
don't know. Like, they just found his body on the doorstep of the judge.
Oh, was he like a rich pedophile?
He was just a pedophile.
Oh, you saw this too?
No.
I missed this.
It's just a pedophile. Some Florida shit.
I mean, but that's kind of how we should take care of pedophiles.
I feel like
I say justice was served.
Yeah. I'm good with that.
Like, all pedophiles should just get their heads chopped off, bro. I've watched a lot of beheading videos, and I would like to think everybody getting dismembered is a pedophile.
Well, because they said, like, once a pedophile, always a pedophile. Like, he's not going to stop.
That's true.
Like, so
I've watched Law and Order plenty of times, and the first person to go to is a pedophile.
Did you hear about the other pedophile that just got out after, like, 20 years?
You talking about the motherfucker in Orange County?
Yeah, he lives right next to me.
Nah. Really?
Yeah,
nah, they ran him out of Orange County, then they ran him out into Elsinore, and then he got the shit beat out of him in Elsinore, and now they're just like, well, we're going to stop disclosing his location. Way recent.
Was he in for kids?
Yeah, boys.
Oh, he touched little boys?
He was like a serial boy raper and killer.
Oh, no, yeah.
He was a rapist and got out?
Yep.
He was raping boys, little boys.
And got out.
Yep.
Yeah. They let him out because of COVID.
What?
Yeah.
But they won't free my man Bobby Shmurda.
Nope.
Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
Well, Bill Cosby didn't touch little boys.
I mean, Bill Cosby was playing fucking, yeah.
But some of them girls came back and said, he really didn't do it. Janice Dickinson backed out.
But to the ones that he did.
My man was out there playing layup drills with people's drinks.
I love that gift for that motherfucker drill. Yeah, that fucking building.
Like, that... I don't know.
That too, watching that little pill fucking float through and just land in that martini glass.
Is it really rape if you go back more than a second time?
Wait,
what?
Okay, we're done here.
Isn't that what they said? There was like some women went back multiple times that they were accusing him of rape.
Okay.
Oh, after?
Okay, well, let's paint this scenario. Even if that is true, that some bitches were like, you know what? I actually kind of like that. I'm going to go get fucking pill raped again by Bill Cosby. He still raped women that didn't want to be raped.
Yeah.
So he should be tried and tribulated for the women he did rape rather than the freaks that he woke up.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
Like in my rape is rape. Like,
wait,
even if he went back for a second time, like, that doesn't mean that you didn't get raped the first time. Like, rape is rape.
So... How would you feel if your homie came to you and talked, a male, like if somebody raped a male that was your homie, what would you do? Would you go for justice?
Are you saying like a man gets raped in general? Okay.
And he's like, yo, like Josh, I got raped. What should I do?
Oh, here we go. Back to the Chappelle.
That's a Chappelle scenario. If a dude like Josh, nigga, I got jumped and these niggas raped me.
It's time to go pack them fools out. That's my setup.
But then it's like, so.
And then I'll hug and I'll be like, it's okay there, baby
Josh
boy.
Josh's not
kiss.
About to hug.
I did. Okay, so I did. Like,
did get raped.
No, this was like when I got out of high school. Like, one of my close girlfriends told me that she got raped by somebody. And it was me and I forgot who else. It was like one of my other homies. And we were just like, well, like, who the fuck is it? Like, we were very strapped up. Like, but she wouldn't tell us. And I'm just like, well, why would you tell us that it happened and then not want justice for that? Like, why don't you tell the police anybody? And she's just like, well, you know, she didn't really have an answer, but that was, I did have
him.
A situation like that. And I was just like, what the fuck? I was like, let's go. We'll roll up on this motherfucker right now. Like,
so
who was it?
Josh would shoot a nigga.
Yeah, I'll shoot a motherfucker. I don't give a fuck. Sex crimes, fucking with little kids, pedophiles, they all got to die. I'm good with it. Did you hear about a dad, like he found out his son got like either raped or something by a neighbor. Homie just walked up to the crib and
shot
just
him.
Shot homie in the head.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, fuck it. That's justice.
That's fair.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I don't think he should go to jail.
Did he go to jail?
I think he did for like a couple years.
Just for GP?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I was like, yeah, man, let that man out. Like he handled it like he should have handled it.
If he didn't
handle it like that, like that's not a real dad.
Neighbor could have done it to someone else.
I would have, if he would have hung my homie from a tree, like, you know, and then shot him, I would have been good with that too.
Damn.
Put him in some acid, like really tortured the motherfucker.
I seen some dudes get lit on fire on one
of
them videos.
Yeah, there you go. Decapitate and light him on fire.
Oh, no, no. I'm this cool was, with this, that. They light the motherfuckers on fire alive and then shot him.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you got to make them suffer.
Or just do any of the things that Method Man talks about in the beginning of Method Man.
That's not really that bad, though. Sit on a...
Stick a coat hanger on the stove for like a half hour and then stick it in your ass slow like...
The coat hanger... Yeah. But he it depends. Hurt. He's going to have to wear a glove. Have you ever lit a coat hanger? It burns if you don't have a glove
on. Well, yeah, but that's the it's not about what you got to go through. It's just about what the dude who's getting the coat hanging the ass has to go through.
You going
to
keep feeding him and feeding him? Yeah.
Like, it was a movie like that. Was it Law Abiding Citizen?
Yeah, that's exactly that's one with Gerard Butler and Jamie Foxx.
Where he tortures the guy.
Yeah,
he finds all the people that they think they raped his wife and
they
murdered her.
And
yeah, I would do the same thing.
Kids.
But like, then he started going off the wall and like Jamie Foxx is like, man, you can't be doing this. But the tight part was he was in prison, breaking out of prison. And then he started killing the officials that let that dude out of prison.
That's a good movie.
Because he got the one guy with the puffer stuff, right? And
what?
Like left him paralyzed. Like he took the gun. And then he took off his fingers. Fingernails.
What's this movie called?
Law Abiding Citizen. It's with Gerard, the nigga from 300, and Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a great movie.
My man went medieval on these dudes, bro. Literally cut them the
fuck
up.
So the dude that raped and killed his wife, he fucked up his... He got the juice put in him.
It was like
death penalty. No, the dude who actually did, he's like, man, I'm sorry. And then I guess he put like acid in the shit, and the niggas just started melting as he got the lethal injection. And they're like, oh my God.
Melting like fucking Indiana Jones?
Like something like, oh.
Yeah, it was bad. But I mean, that's what should happen.
Hey,
like
for sure.
If something like that happened to my kid or my wife, like, I'm about to go medieval.
And I got
to
capture you and
wrong.
I'm going to fuck you up.
We're going to get them. Like back in the day, the way they would kill people in medieval times is they would slice you in half up to your abdomen and then they would let you bleed out on a stick. Or they would slit. There's a bunch of shit. They would like slit your head in half to the point where you are still alive and hang you upside down until you bled out.
Yeah, I'm
that's how
I'm
our man
you,
was born.
I'm gonna stick you with a Swiffer, bro. Like your fucking kidneys. I'm gonna be touching your inside.
With a Swiffer?
I'm gonna fuck you up.
A Swiffer?
Yeah, something. I'm gonna be poking
like a dry dust.
Yeah,
Swiffer.
I'm gonna be poking with a fucking broom, bro. Like okay. I'm gonna fuck you up.
All right.
So that's GP. It's just principle.
I support this. So did your man's do it? I don't know.
That's how you know what? Like people that got anger issues, we should get pedophiles. And we should let them go to work on them.
Yeah.
And then that's how they get, you know, all their anger out. You know, gang members.
Yeah, like
you know,
one
people.
Of them fucking rooms that you just go in and break TVs and shit,
exactly.
But it'd be a pedophile.
Exactly. Like, so people from...
You go
come
in
out
and
of
choose,
war,
like, what you want to hit someone with.
This sounds like some Twisted
like
Metal
that.
Black type shit.
I would go in
that's
there with spoons
too.
And nunchucks.
You got PTSD? Here goes Jerry the pedophile.
Oh, my God. And you dress him up like a Vietnamese man? That's racist. I shouldn't have said that like that. That's not what I meant. That's
Randy,
not what I meant.
Funny.
That's what you meant.
That's not what I meant.
Randy, you're fired.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm
that.
I'm cool
that's
that.
Not what I meant.
Solid, but efficient.
Yeah, I think we should.
Randy,
we should
what did you mean?
I don't know. I just meant to say something offensive, but then I realized something offensive turned out something offensive in not a good way. That's
not what I
meant. I'm
surprised you didn't use the word with a strong G.
Balmy?
No.
We about to watch out for a Gran Torino over here, Josh.
Fuck that.
Goddamn.
That man and that boy did have a great
friend. His goddamn coons out here doing all this stuff.
And them zipper heads.
Oh, man. That scene on the corner was crazy.
That's funny because they used to call Eddie Yum Yum.
Really?
Yeah, because of what's the name? Yumi, whatever, Yum Yum. Get out of here.
Fuck, I haven't seen that movie in a minute. That's a wild-ass movie.
It is, but I only remember the racist parts.
Well, all his movies have like a very...
How many times did you laugh at that movie? Because you're like, this is the most outrageous shit I've ever heard.
It's because it's like watching... I don't know. It's like watching Boondocks, except this dude was serious.
Right? And then he forms a beautiful friendship with that little boy.
Wait, the Boondocks?
The Boondocks says real racist. I've learned coon
from
Boondocks.
Well, that's what I was going to say. All of his movies have a very racist undertone to them.
I haven't really
all
seen
of
many
them.
Of his movies. Besides, like, I can't think of anything besides like Dirty Harry.
I think
Dirty Harry.
There's an each of his movies, he drops a profanity.
Radical racial slur. Yeah.
So he's like Quentin Tarantino for old people.
Kind of, but like.
For motherfuckers for the 40s?
Yeah. That's how I used to be in my times. Goddamn.
Back when America was good.
Remember when you could just hit
your
wife?
A white man could be a white man.
I never understood. Like, that's people like, let's go back to the 50s for what? Do you not? Like, my friend was like, music in the 50s was so good. I wish I could go back there. For what, bro? You are a Latino. I am a black. That you not read a book?
Right? Why not just say, like, why don't we bring 50s cars back?
That's what Spotify is for, which you can listen to this podcast on.
Ah, and SoundCloud and Stitcher.
Are we on iTunes, too?
Yeah, we're on iTunes, aren't we?
Everything, yeah. We out here.
Get at us on everything. We're quote unquote out here.
We are. that we are.
I'm so proud of y'all.
Thank you.
We out show. All right, next topic.
You ready for the drift event?
Yeah. Oh yes.
We got 75 drivers. All the help. Narina's cooking.
I'm cooking.
What are you cooking?
I'm cooking burgers. I'm cooking chicken sandwiches. We got LA dogs. Come out, come eat, come
hot
links. Watch.
Hot links. What
Josh
flavor?
Really wants hot links, so we're gonna bring hot links.
Because hot links
like,
are good.
Like hot.
Yeah, they're delicious.
Spicy and regular,
or just
spicy? Because you got hot dogs.
That's what I meant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah. Come out, eat my good food.
We're cooking liver and onions, Salisbury steak, biscuits and gravy.
That sounds good. Yeah. I'm sorry, but liver and onions.
I make a mean meatloaf.
Hey, it's fire.
Tell them.
I hate them sissy motherfuckers that are like, I don't eat that shit. That's gross. I'm like, I'm sorry, you pee sitting down, motherfucker.
Not only does Narina, my girlfriend, but she also prepares our dietary plans for the week. Seeing how certain extremities of my body couldn't been seen for a while, she's trying to help me lower my cholesterol and my belly fat.
Did you just say you couldn't see a dick?
No, he couldn't see his toes.
Yeah.
Oh.
You could see your toes?
He
could
see his dick.
I can see my dick.
I'm fat. I can see my dick.
I can see my dick, but my toes.
I'm skinny. I can't see my dick.
You can't see.
What?
It's on the backside like a tail.
Huh?
Your dick's on the back?
Yeah.
That's why your girl don't fuck you.
How you fucking?
Exactly.
Y'all be hugging, so she be fucking you.
Nah, we like little spoons. She comes up like
y'all
on my backside.
Just spoon.
So like when we have sex, like I lay on my belly with my hand straight out, like Rance's boy with the fleshlight, with my hand up against the wall,
she
and then she
ride
bounce
you?
On my butt.
That's kind of hot.
Oh, and then you say banana split.
Yeah.
Huh?
I'm into that.
Yeah, can I watch this?
Yeah.
Wait, so y'all bump butts pretty much.
Sort of.
Tape that next time.
I got a question. This has been going on around my job. If some dude has me cuck his wife and then I pull out and nut on his face, am I gay?
No.
Wait.
What?
Yeah,
that's fucking gay.
No.
Shit.
That's
what
the
how's
fuck?
That
hell
gay?
No. That man just fucked a puss and then just shot
because
him. That's
another,
that's a lack of, or that's not a lack of, that's a sign of an alpha male.
That's what I said.
No, because why is he so close to your dick?
That's you ever watched, that's how it usually be. They be sitting like, I'm here. They be sitting right there fucking.
I've never watched a porno where a man comes on another man's
No,
face.
No, I'm saying in general, in my scenario, if I pull my dick out and nut on the dude, does that make me gay?
Nah. Yeah. Marina,
from a female perspective, why and how?
Why
so?
Would you want to do that?
Yeah,
it's just I just like felt like something I should do,
right? Because you just what? Fucked this chick, you might as well be like, "This is what you get for being a sub male." Bah,
that's what I'm saying.
I'd probably let you do it once.
What?
That's not. That wasn't the question.
Let you get it
that
out
was,
of the way.
What?
The it's a
what?
Little, it,
that's
it's
cool.
A
but
gay.
Like,
what's
wait,
with y'all.
The question is was that gay? I'm glad
bit.
That's your openness and that's cool, but
hey,
anybody, is it gay?
Anybody listening to this, let me cuck their girl. My girl said it's okay.
That's not what I said.
You just said
I
can get it one.
That's literally
one
what you just
can't
said.
You can fuck another girl.
Hold on, I'm not fucking
wait,
no dude.
So you're going to, you're what you're saying
you're
right now
me.
Is you're going to let a what? Dude come in and watch you two fuck.
That's
not.
I thought you were saying you were fucking me.
No.
That's not the scenario.
Do you not
will
understand
you
the definition of a cuck?
No, Narina, what you're not understanding, the scenario is, it's a hypothetical. Like, would you suck dick for $1 million? The hypothetical scenario is, some dude comes to me and is like, yo, would you fuck my girl in front of me? I'm like, okay.
And then while he's fucking the girl, he pulls his dick out of the girl, turns to the man, shoots his children in that man's face.
You see how
okay.
I shoot? So I got a cool range, right?
You do. You have a great range.
So that's what I'm saying.
I'm going to go with a no on this one.
No.
That doesn't make you gay, though.
Are you saying it makes me gay or does not make
me? It's slightly gay.
How?
It's not gay. I'll be honest. It's not gay.
You just got done pounding out a fucking chick and you're about to assert your male dominance over this fucking... half a man for letting you fuck his girl while he got off to watching that. That's some sub male shit.
Can I suck a dick for $1 million?
No.
Okay, you can't fuck nobody's girl just to come with someone else.
Retarded. That's different. Yeah, she definitely.
I'm getting $1 million. You just get to come on another man.
I will never kiss you again.
That's the worst.
Why? You thought. Did you think that you were the first dick that was sucked?
No.
Yeah, you went right into that, bro.
I know I'm not her first boyfriend. So? But now I'm obligated. I'm being with her now, and we're going to establish she's going to suck some dude for $1 million.
You think you could dip into another pussy and come back?
Yeah, for nothing.
What you mean?
For nothing?
That you? I could wear a condom and then it'd still be a new
for
dick.
For nothing?
You can't just, there's no, you
gonna we got to get something out of this.
Get something out of what?
Out of you cooking.
I get the nut out my dick. What you mean?
Damn.
And it goes on another man's face.
Right?
We got to get something else out of this.
What do you want?
Like
a EG Honda.
Like a car.
So you get sucked for milk dick for $1 million, I get a car.
You are about to do it for nothing.
You're about to do it for free.
Yeah, but in a hypothetical scenario, you don't know about this. But now
I don't know
to the
about
mic.
Any of this.
You know about this now.
Now it's cheating. Yeah, now you're cheating.
I'm not cheating.
Not only
cheating.
Are you cheating.
How's that cheating?
What?
Would you? Okay, hold on. Would you let Gary do that for the mill?
For a mill? If he lets me suck a dick for a mill, then we come with two mil.
It's that scenario. Gary comes to you and says, it's fair right now, but I'm saying without the notion of, because this is a once in a lifetime opportunity. You don't know if another man's going to come to you and say, hey, you guys are the lucky fucking family of people who just get to do sexual acts for $1 million.
Okay.
Hold on, shut up. Let me finish my point.
Let me finish my motherfucking point.
Hold on.
Half of what?
No, let him finish because this shit is wild.
Hold on. So somebody comes up to you. And comes up to Gary first, and it's like, I'll give you $1 million to cuck my wife in front of me. Do you let him take that? Not knowing that another person can come up to you and say, hey, you get to suck a dick for $1 million? Just solely given the opportunity to let this man fuck a bitch in front of his man for a mil.
I got two questions.
No side questions, just yes or no. Do you let the man fuck her for $1 million?
Do I get to watch?
Yeah, sure.
Two, do I get half?
For what?
For enduring this.
You get a quarter. You get $250,000.
I want $500,000.
You get $300,000 in the satisfactory that you're still going to be with me. So it's technically your money too.
Then we got to fuck her up.
Why are we fucking her up?
Okay, hey, I can back that though. I can back
so
that
we gonna,
though.
So
you about to beat the bitch's ass that you just fucked for $1 million?
Yeah.
If it keeps, it's not the girl giving you the money; it's the dude.
Why would you beat her up?
Yeah, Narina,
it's a dominance thing. If you ever think you're gonna come back around and fuck my dude again, I'm gonna fuck you up.
Can I join?
What? No. Oh well, home. Yeah, that makes it a threesome, but he can't touch you.
Yeah, he's just watching.
Yeah, that's fine. Now I've made it even better.
Okay, now, what if?
That's not a threesome.
It's me, Narina, and the other bitch.
So let's
and then
say-
all the dudes just watching. Hold on. What if, in a given scenario, the man offers to pay you less, but Narina gets to be involved? Y'all still take that.
How much less?
Let's say like $500,000.
Yes.
Wait, what?
I'll agree.
Narina, you realize you're hindering our financial game by you wanting to be joined.
You could either get a full million by letting just Gary do it,
but he's still only giving me half.
Narina, what you're not thinking about, if we're a partnership, no matter what, it's unity. Now you fucking it up because you don't want to see me fuck another bitch without you. Do you understand this?
But you just said that she couldn't suck a dick.
When you suck dick, you have to do it with passion. I'm fucking this bitch out of spite.
That's not true.
Narina.
You never got a sloppy blowjob?
I don't know.
Did nothing for you?
A sloppy blowjob is
a lot
the
of
one
blowjobs
that has
don't
no,
not the, not, the, not the good kind of sloppy.
You mean sloppy as in like a grade of sloppy?
Yeah.
Okay. What, like what?
No,
like a girl just put a dick on my mouth and like,
yeah, she's just licking the sides like a
lollipop. Wait, what did you just say? A girl puts her dick on your mouth?
Oh, I mean,
what?
You put your dick in a girl's mouth. And she just goes,
roles reverse.
Would you fuck a tradie?
I don't know.
Is that gay?
No, so the argument I've heard is just.
What are you about to say?
I'm just going to let him speak on this. I want to hear this.
What if she doesn't have balls? What if she just got the dick?
At the end of the day, I believe it is gay because biologically,
that's
still a man.
Well,
you're
fucking a man in the ass. Like, that's gay.
But what if it's a chick?
It doesn't matter. A chick with what?
What if it's a chick who looks like a dude?
That's still a female, though.
That's still a female.
Like,
she has
if I fuck a dyke, that's a bitch.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just trying to get down to the bare basics. So let's say,
not a tranny.
I'm filling out the room.
Like when we're talking about trannies, I'm talking
about
what if
it's a dude who got what if it's a dude who got his dick cut off and then had the little pocket made so you could fuck where the pussy would be? Is that still gay?
That's a waste of time because it's like, that's bio pussy, bro. That ain't
test tube puss.
It's bio pussy. Like,
who knows? What if you want to find out?
I ain't never met a man who fucked a girl who had a nigga who had a pussy.
But what, you think that man's gonna openly tell you that? What if he didn't even know?
We're in progressive times.
How wouldn't he know?
A lot of times they don't know.
And I'm not saying that that's wrong or nothing.
If you're fucking
a
pocket pussy, you can't tell.
So this is a great question, because
what makes it a pocket pussy though? It's just a wiener turned inside out, and you can fuck, like, you can poke on it. You still good.
Go online and look him up.
So my cousin went to a club, danced with a woman. He was kissing her, and then this bitch bit his lip extra hard. He goes down. He's like, fuck, that hurts. He goes down to fill her up.
Which cousin was this?
You know who it is. I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to out him. And then because his boy was dancing with her. He's like, mm-mm. And then he was like, nigga, did you know that bitch was a man? Because she was like, yeah, I'm a transsexual.
Oh, he kissed her.
He kissed her already. And I was like, nigga, you gay. He's like, but I didn't know. And I was like, I don't know how to gauge you as a person anymore, because it's like you touched a dude's package.
Okay, wow. So
see, but that I feel like that's okay though, because if you don't,
he got tricked into it though.
Exactly.
So
like if you
and
got,
that's my problem. With
if you
the
got
whole
Bugs Bunnied
thing.
Into it, then it's like, what's
yeah,
the issue?
Because they be playing these games. Because I told you that time that me and Andrew and Bradshaw were at Avalon, and we stayed longer than we should because we didn't
not
realize.
Avalon.
What's Avalon Arena? Explain to us.
It's a club in Hollywood.
It's an 18 and over club in Hollywood. That's so it? You will witness.
So it was an EDM. We went for an EDM show for one of our homies who was DJing. And we didn't realize that it was like an after hours club too. So we stayed, I think, past 2 o'clock. We were all fucked up off of drunk, whatever we were. And we started looking around. And I was just like, I was like, looks a little weird in here. And I was drunk. I didn't know what was going on. But I was dancing. And this girl, like, turned around. And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, you's a man, huh? And she's like, I ain't no man. I was like, your voice is deeper than mine. She was like, no, I'm a woman. I was like, I mean, yeah. I didn't know what to say. So we just left because I didn't want to offend anyone. But that's where it's like, it's kind of weird, because it's like, if you are what you are, like, you should just let the person know ahead of time so that they can make their own judgments, because I mean, that's kind of fucked up. You like playing with people. Like, we not out here playing guess who, you feel me? Like,
imagine how sick that would be if, like, before you entered, like, courtship with someone, you both broke out fucking, like, a two little board with all these faces and genders on it. We're like, are you a man?
Click. There should be, because there was... Oh,
you should be able to give out business cards.
Remember that girl
that
we tight. Met?
Oh, Lord. So yes. I'm gonna tell you a story. I might tell this wrong, but correct me if I'm wrong. I was like, Josh, there's this girl. She hitting me up. Pass her to Josh. He hits her up, but she only sends face pictures and boob pictures. And then
boob pictures were a little weird. Like, me and Gary were just like, like, there's something up with these nipples.
And
like,
then
these nipples look very fucking
weird. And then Josh
weird.
Was like, hey, look, see if she got Instagram. I look at her Instagram. I'm scrolling. Because mind you, this whole time, she's like, hey, I want to see you.
Yeah, like you know.
Like, hey, I want to see you. What club are you at? I'll come through with my homies. I'm scrolling. I'm like, Josh. I run into him. I'm like, am I
delete boss? The Snapchat.
I was delete the Snapchat now. He's like, wrong. I was like, this bitch used to be a man.
No.
And he was like, what? He's like, what? And he's looking. He's like, no.
He was
no.
like, I already beat my meat, bro.
He already sent me pictures of this bitch. And I'm like, it's okay. You didn't do anything. You didn't initiate in anything.
He's like, but I already beat my meat, bro.
Nah, it never got to anything like that. Because, like, we literally were talking to this person for probably like a week. And it was just like, there was something on an app.
Tell me, as a single man, you got titty pictures from a bitch and didn't immediately spank that shit to him?
No, what the
Who
fuck?
Who jacks off yeah, the titty no pictures?
Everybody.
Titty no.
I did.
Yeah. No, but at this time, like, I think we were both single, so we were just like on these apps just doing
I was like 13,
shit.
Just like.
But like, from the jump, we thought something was like, damn, something is weird.
Like, I never heard her talk.
it. Nothing. And like, she just like, we didn't never ask for any pictures, and she would just send us hella titty pictures. We were just like, what the fuck? Like, we, it was just kind of weird. She was very forward. And then he found that, and I was just like, what the fuck? And I was like, why wouldn't you tell us that you used to be a dude? And she's like, oh, I didn't think that that mattered. I'm just like, what the fuck? That fucking matters. Like, we like women. He's like, well, I'm a woman. I was like, no. You still got a dick? I was like, you's a dude. So that's where I'm just like, and after that, we were younger. We were like 22. And I've just had like a weird thing.
To preface this off,
against trannies, I feel like it's just weird.
It's good to say that none of us disagree with your lifestyle as a transitional person. That's mm-hmm. A-okay. Do what you want. Yes. This is America. Who you want and be free.
Don't be out here fooling people.
I have friends that are transitioning, and I'm super cool with that. But the games that certain people play with that, and then the way that some of them also try to extort people.
There's going
to
be a lot of people who don't listen this far so get this all is types the
thing.
Of pissed off.
So this is the thing I think he's pissed off. Dwight Howard was found some transgender woman came out and was like, Dwight Howard likes fucking trannies. And this is when he was on the Hawks. He stayed quiet the whole time. But then what Josh's argument is, you want equal equality, but when we fuck you, but if somebody else fucks you, then you want to out them for dating a tranny. So where's the common ground for, like, you want rights, but at the same time, you make my mans look sus for trying to accept y'all.
It's been multiple times. This happened to what? Eddie Murphy? It happened to Charles
Barkley? Oh, that one nigga, Malik Yoba.
Yeah, it happened to one of the Ball brothers.
Really?
Yeah.
Tyga.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, when did it happen to Tyga?
So this is what happened. Tyga hit up my homie's girl, and then he posts a picture of him like, yo, bro, stay out my girl's DMs. And then some tranny that's a porn star was like, yo, I used to fuck with Tyga. Nobody questioned it. It was just like, it is what it is. But it's like, what would be the purpose of you coming to say that?
It's like, don't say that shit. Like, my thing is, I'm cool. If Dwight Howard likes fucking trannies, I don't give a fuck. That's his personal business. But when you come out and you say
it as like a black card to be like, oh, I got you, motherfucker.
Yeah, and I want money, or I'm going to tell everyone. It's like, bro, like, how do you want to have equal rights when you fucking around like this? Like, you're setting all of your people's back by doing shit like that, because I'm going to feel a certain way because I like fucking Dwight Howard. I like fucking... Nah, for real. Like,
I thought you were going to say, I like fucking Bill.
Nah. Like, I like my people that play sports. Like, I respect that shit. And I hate when people... I'm not saying that, like... How do I say this?
They're exploiting the cause.
I don't idolize them. But it's just like...
You fuck with them.
Yeah, because I played in college. Like, I fuck with people that play sports. And it seems like they always try to come after people that play sports.
Well, they got
to try
status
to kill their fucking careers.
But what does that do for you?
Yeah, it's like, why do you do that?
Gives you fame for 5 minutes.
Now I got a certain way that I'm looking at fucking people that are transsexual. It's like, are you gonna try to fucking extort people? Like, are you, you know, because it happens too often.
Yeah, they just become a walking exposed machine.
Yeah, it's like a weapon that they use against people, and I'm like, I don't fuck with that.
That's what I hate too: false allegations.
Yeah. Because
imagine
stupid.
If somebody was like, Randy touched me. And then a couple months later, like, Randy didn't touch me. But forever on for your life. Hey, ain't you that dude that touched somebody? Like, no, I didn't do nothing. Whatever, you touched somebody. And now your name is tarnished forever.
And that's another reason why there was some internet personality I was reading an article on. His name was like Joe or something like that. Angry Joe or something.
Oh my god, dude! Fuck that man!
So what happened to him?
I don't.
You talking about the Twitch dude?
No, Angry Joe. He's kind of a Twitch dude, but he's more of a YouTube guy. He started out with Channel Awesome with like Doug Walker and fucking Linkara and all these fools. I don't know the story that you're talking about. Yeah. I just personally fucking hate this man.
Is he a tool? Is he a tool?
Oh, bro, he still puts gel in his hair and spikes it. But, he's an ultra fucking puss. I've been trying to fight him in his DMs for months.
I think I read the article on, like, CNN or something like that. So this girl went to, I think it was E3 with him. He, like, hooked her up, got her a bunch of stuff. She was there with her boyfriend. I guess everything was chill. Come 2 years later, which is now, she came out and said that he was like sexually aggressive towards her in a hotel room, and that he was being very promiscuous, blah blah blah. But her story, like even the story that she was telling online, did not make sense, and people were like, your story isn't really adding up, because she said that he never sexually assaulted her, But then on one other hand, it sounded like he did.
So she was saying pretty much he was aggressively flirting with her.
Yeah, but then it came out that that wasn't even it. But now you still have all these articles saying that he sexually assaulted a woman, and you can't take that off the internet. Mm-mm. So I think he lost sponsors. I don't know if they came back now, but it's like even a little inkling of that, you know, people are going to pull money. Like, you're going to lose money if that ever happens. If anyone ever comes out and says that you sexually assaulted them, you know, were sexually aggressive with them, if you assaulted somebody. So that's like something that you can't take as a joke anymore in 2000. I mean, it was never a joke, but it just happens way too often now, and people lose sponsorships before the true story comes out. So that was just kind of a weird situation, and that kind of goes back to like the tranny shit. It's like, don't do that. like don't be that person.
Damn. How you feel about Terry Crew?
Terry Crews?
The Terry Crew, like the black dude.
Who's that?
Terry Crew, buff
Terry
dude.
Terry Crews.
Am I saying his name? It's Crews?
Crews.
Yeah. Oh, it's not Crew?
Yeah, it's like, spelt Crew, but Crews.
Oh.
Yeah,
huh?
It's C-R-E-W-S. Terry Crews.
Is that
Crews.
A J. Crew model?
Nah, it's a buff dude. He's like against...
What did he do?
He's like against the BLM movement, doesn't stand up for like...
So Terry Crews?
Terry, you haven't heard of it?
No, what the fuck?
So pretty much he's like, hey guys, it's not what happened in the past, let's move forward. And then
he says it's more destructive to the black community than helping.
I could give a fuck less of.
And then also, so you know when Terry Crew was groped and whatever by a man, and everybody was for him. Gabrielle Union was on the cast of. He's too
fucking big to be groped by a fucking man.
That's the same thing.
What the fuck?
So DL Hughley told him the same thing,
bro. Like
him and DL Hughley have beef.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry, but I'm a big ass dude. Gary's a big ass dude. Randy's a big ass dude. If a fucking dude try to grope me, like, I'm putting hands on him.
Especially like, if I'm as not, juiced as fucking Terry Crews.
Like, what the fuck? I don't give a fuck what situation it is, who it is. If they grope me, like, you getting knocked the fuck out. Like, the fuck? I'm sorry, I can't.
No, what do you do if that man comes up, gropes you, and, like, you get hard while you're beating him up?
Come on, bro.
You gotta fuck him. You gotta rape the dude. It's a GP.
I'm starting all to right. think both of y'all bisexual.
I think so, too.
I'm just not scared of gay shit. That's the thing. Like, I know where I'm at.
Yeah, I think it's scared of gay shit, but you talk about getting hard when a man touches
you. These are the questions you just got to think about.
I think Randy's like the dude, the girl who games you up, then you meet her in real life and is like, I'm not doing anything with you. Which is fair.
I'm married, so I don't got to worry about none of that
shit. That don't
shit.
Mean nothing.
It don't.
Who am I gassing up?
I don't know.
I'm married now, so it's like the only way I could fucking, I just be like, say some gay shit.
He's like, that's the only time I can think about dicks now.
That don't make sense, because if I was single, I could think more about dicks, because I could pursue dicks if I wanted to get dicks.
You could get dicks now behind your wife's back. How do we know? You smell like dick 99% of the time.
Smell like my own dick, like, but not penis. No more, because this podcast is not sponsored by MeUndies, just like every other fucking podcast.
MeUndies.
Who's MeUndies?
It's just a subscription plan for underwear made out of fucking micromodal. You can. But I'm not going to give MeUndies free promotion because they ain't paying us, so fuck mm-mm. them. Mm-mm. Pay me.
We're
going
to get money soon, somehow.
Yeah,
soap.
For this podcast. Somebody's going to pay us for this shit.
Someone's like, you know what?
Yeah, hey, too many listeners.
Who we spent a whole 45 minutes talking about trannies. Ain't nobody paying us. Oh,
<yeah. laughs> Maybe children and condoms.
Hey, maybe the NRA will pay.
Oh fuck!
Hey, can you tell me the advantages of buying an AR-15 right now?
What?
Some dude at my job, I gave him a backpack. He's like, "Hey, I can get you an AR-15 for $1,000." And I was like,
"Is it a clean AR-15?"
Yeah, his boy builds AR-15s.
Oh, then it's not a legal AR-15.
So what makes it legal?
No, there's a piece of the gun that needs to have a serial number. If
okay.
If has a serial number, that makes it legal.
Can I take it in to get a serial number if I get it built?
No.
Because they're going to be like, you have this weapon of fucking mass terrorism.
I don't know a lot about automatic weapons. Like, I'm more like handguns and shotguns. But why am I blanking on what the fuck the thing is called?
You're talking about the body of it, right?
Yeah, what is that called?
Not a stock?
The back end of it.
I can't think of
I can think of what it looks like.
That part needs to have a serial number on it, and then, yes, you can interchange the
Because if
parts.
He's building it, that means he's got, like, what are they, the 80 or 90% completes, and then you just fucking machine them out, and then you just slap it all together.
But if he's, like, if he's literally, like, machining them himself, then no.
That's for real illegal.
That's a ghost gun.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you don't want a ghost gun.
Man, I'm just trying to just buy...
That's a live-in-the-house gun.
Yeah.
Protect yourself from the government gun.
If you get caught with that, like...
You're going down.
You probably getting like 7 years.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to get my license.
For what?
To be able to hold a gun.
You don't hold a gun now?
You can hold a gun.
No, no, no. Like to carry a gun.
You can't carry
a gun.
California doesn't.
At all?
No.
I mean, you can own guns, but you can't like walk around with guns in California.
Can I keep it in
they
my
can't
car?
Be loaded. You got to have each shit in separate sections. So, yeah, like, if you got a handgun, you got to have the ammo in the trunk. You got to have the magazines and the fucking clips and shit in the glove box, and then the gun can be under your seat. They can't be anywhere to where they can deem it easily accessible for you to grab that shit, load that shit, and pop that shit.
So let's say you kill someone in self-defense with that gun.
You're gone. It's California.
Yeah, this ain't Texas.
That's why we gotta leave California.
We don't have staying your ground.
Where you want to go, Narina?
You want to go somewhere so you can murder
people, defend myself.
You can't even defend yourself
against tweakers in the gas station.
Oh, yeah, what about the tweaker story?
Yeah, Narina. Tell the story. Miss, I need to cap a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Tell the story.
Big guns, big fist.
What happened on, was it Friday? Thursday, because your car worked that day.
Thursday morning?
No, it was Friday.
It was Friday morning. Yes.
Wait, the Honda don't work no more? What happened?
I think it's just bad battery terminals.
Tell the story.
A
crackhead tried to spit on me.
Like, did he try or did
she,
he?
She turned around to spit
on me. Explain the story.
Wait, so what happened?
I was in the gas station waiting in line to pay, and I was in line, and the lady in front of me, or the cashier, was telling the lady in front of me that they weren't going to help her because she wasn't wearing a mask, and she was screaming. And I'm, you know, I don't know why the fuck I got interjected, but I told her, hey, just cover your mouth real quick and pay, and you can get out of here. And she keeps screaming, and she spits on the cashier, and she turns around and to spit at me. But I had jumped back, and at that point, I was, like, fucking shocked. Like, I saw that shit on videos, but, like, this, like, really happened across the street from my job. And so I jumped back, and she didn't end up actually spitting on me, thankfully, but at that point one of the other cashiers was like escorting her out. So that's pretty much what happened, and I'm getting shit on for not capping her in the face. But
yeah, you didn't sock this bitch in the vagina.
No, I regret
it. You didn't
now.
Stomp on her ovaries. You quick to punch me in the titty for when I'm like, oh, that bitch got a fat booty on the Instagram.
I punched someone before too, but like this was just one of those things where I was like,
This is
like
one of those moments.
Fucking life.
Listen,
we've been hit by girls several times,
mm-hmm.
and we've never hit them back. This is a time that you have to think like, I'm gonna hit this bitch for Gary, Josh, and Randy for all the times that they've been fucking hit.
So I let y'all
do
down.
Yeah, like this is the time you stomp on her titties, you fucking beat her ass.
So I've spat on many people because there's
what?
Yeah. So the number one,
it's assault
the,
now.
The number one thing you could do to get someone to fight, right, is to spit on them, because it's the most disrespectful thing in the world next to coming or shitting on them, you know?
Nah, open hand slapping someone is the most disrespectful.
I don't know.
So you'd rather get open hand slapped than spit on? Like if somebody's like,
oh, either way, I'll tell you a story about the spitting thing.
But
remember what we did at Yummy when the dude spit on our truck?
But that's the thing, right?
You called me on the phone.
Someone spits on your car or on you, it's on site. So it's like, you know, I've done some very ignorant things involving saliva in my allegedly, hypothetically, that I've spat on somebody's fucking face and on their vehicle, hopped out ready because I just wanted to fight these people. And that's the number one thing where I'm like, on site. So that motherfucker went and spat at you, and your first instinct wasn't just to fucking move on him?
Did she have a wind-up spit, or was it...
Dude, it was so fast. She's like...
You've already seen the first spit, though. That's the issue. You see the first spit.
Why are you spitting on the mic?
He told me I got to do it on
the
mic.
You can spit. Spit.
You good at spitting?
Am I good?
Yeah, she can spit. She can spit real good.
I'm winking right now.
I'll show you a video if you want me to.
Please stop.
I wish. How come you didn't break out into some type of rap right there with all that? You could have been like something.
Yeah.
I could have spit on her back, but that's assault now.
You could have been like, my name's Narina. I came through, fuck your town up like Hurricane Katrina.
I'm upset about not doing anything about it. If I see her again, I'm going to probably.
What other things have you turned a blind eye to?
Racism.
That's not true.
Racism
at the track.
So okay, let me tell my spinning story before we jump.
Y'all make me look so bad.
Before we jump to racism,
that's so bad. So I don't turn a blind eye to racism. No, you're
right, because she was wide eyed open, looking exactly right at
you. Stared in the face of racism and offered no adversity.
I was talking to myself in my head.
So okay, before we go on to the racism story, I'm gonna get my spit story out. You told your spit. Do you have a spit story?
No.
Okay, I'm a very level-headed person until like I'm triggered. You can say that, right?
There's been a couple times.
Josh,
but hypothetically in the situation,
if you mess with his grandma, his dog, his mom, me, or his food,
God, I fucking love your dog.
So dog. We were driving back to the crib. It was me, my homie Andrew, and my homie Bobby. We were coming back from somewhere. We were kind of tipsy. We probably shouldn't have been driving. Don't drink and drive. But it was a very narrow street, and these fucking kids drive these yummy vans around our house to
the delivery vans.
Yeah, to deliver groceries.
Gotcha. Like the little like Nissan Sprinter vans, like yeah, tiny exactly fucking like technician van.
And I think I'm driving his. I was in his Tacoma, and we're trying to get in a narrow street, and I pulled in before this person, and they pulled up, and I'm just like, hey, like. Back up, bro, because I can't get past with you right here. And he's just like, you don't own the fucking street. I'm just like,
oh, he's disrespectful. Yeah, off the
I was
jump.
Just like, wait, what? I was like, bro, just move the car back so we can fucking move. He's like, no, I was here first. And I'm just like, I'm not. I think it's like 11 o'clock at night. I was like, bro, like you don't own the street. Just back the fuck up. Calm the fuck down. So he finally backs up. And as we're driving past, he says something. And he spits at us. And he spits on like the window. My window is kind of open. I don't think he spit on me, but I went red. I went red. He drove and I was like, I know where he's going. Andrew's like, follow his ass. So
allegedly.
Allegedly.
So if anybody has to be a smart legal representative, it's me. Allegedly.
So we meet him at Yummy because I was like, I know where he's going. So we pull into the parking lot and all three of us get out of the car and he's like, what's up? I was like, bro, you spit on my boy's truck and you tried to spit on me. Like, I'm gonna fuck you up. And he's just like, oh, well, all three of you guys are gonna fucking jump me. And I'm like, nah, bro.
Hypothetically.
And I look up and there's a camera up there. I was like, there's a camera right there. So they're gonna see me beat your ass. Like, you could fight me. They don't need to do anything. Like, they're drunk. He's just like, nah, you're gonna fucking jump me. I was like, bro, you get to choose. I'm gonna let you choose. I'm not, if you don't wanna fight me, I'm gonna let you choose. You can fight Andrew or you could fight Bobby. Both of them are in very good shape. Bobby could whoop somebody's ass. Andrew could whoop somebody's ass. So I'm just like, I have all the faith in my boys. I'm just like, yeah, we're not going to jump you, but you're going to get fucked up. Like, you got to get fucked up. It's on principle now. It's GP.
I think at this point he calls me. He's like, Gary, this motherfucker spit on me, and he's scared that one of us is going to jump him. But he's like, which one of us should beat him up, yeah, allegedly? And I was like, what'd he do? He spit on me. I was like, play rock, paper, scissors. Whoever loses beats him up.
Yeah, because I was hot. Like, I was literally, we weren't letting him walk into the fucking grocery store. But somehow he's just like, I don't know if he like ran or something. And we're still kind of drunk, so he kind of like juked us.
And Josh tripped over his fucking socks.
And he got into the store. So we go into the store. And at this point, I'm fuming because he ran. So I'm just like, hey, we're about to beat this motherfucker's ass right in the middle of the store. And the manager's like, hey, what's going on here? And I was like, your boy spit on my boy's truck. So I'm going to fuck him up. I don't really care. Like, he needs to get fucked up. And he's like, well, not in here. Like, if you're going to do it, you just walk out. I was like, so you're giving me permission to beat his fucking ass? He's like, well, he spit on you, didn't he?
And
the guy's looking at his manager like, what the fuck?
You kind of got to catch this one.
He was like, well, come outside. Come on. Let me talk to you. He's like, I see you in here all the time. Like, you're cool. Like, I'm sorry about the driver. Like, I'll fire him today. And I was like, okay, cool.
But let me see it.
But he walks back in, and whoever the guy, he's like, hey, you're fired.
Oh, in front of you?
I think he fired him right in front of us. And then we just left. And Bobby was actually, I think at the time, trying to be a cop. So he was kind of like, hey, like, chill. Like, once we got in the story, he's like, don't do this. If we didn't have Bobby with us, like, me and Andrew would probably have done some stupid shit. But don't spit on people, bro. That.
Oh, exactly. You going red.
Like, right? I will fuck you up. If anyone spits on me, you spit on one of my homies, you spit on a girl I'm talking, you spit on my mom, my dog, I'm going to fuck you up.
You spit in my general direction.
Yeah, that's disrespectful.
That reminds me of, you know?
What was it? I love Flavor Flav when a pumpkin spit at New York.
Oh, yeah. My God. Tiffany Pollard.
Yeah. Yeah, like you getting fucked up. And the only thing that's...
And that was a nasty spit. That was a spit.
Yeah, that's gross. Like,
that was like a llama fucking defense mechanism. That bitch.
She could have AIDS. She could have hepatitis. Like, you can't be spitting on people.
New York?
No.
I'm just saying in general.
Pumpkin. Pumpkin's okay, fat. Okay, yeah, now. Yeah. She looked like a pumpkin.
Oh, yeah, she's fat.
I was
going to
say, fucking New York still stayed the same. She still got the thing with it. She was on fucking Ancient Aliens with Action Bronson.
Really?
Yeah. He was like, we got Tiffany Pollard. And she came out and she was like, action. And I was like, ooh, you can still get it. I was like, damn, mama, you fine. Mm. I loved that bitch. She was
my
favorite.
You seen the recent pictures of Little Kim?
No, she looks like an alien.
She does. I think I have it saved in my phone.
I don't know. I want to know what happened. Like, who fucked
Would
her?
You fuck Fat Missy?
Because yes.
I would fuck Fat
for
Missy
the talent, yes.
What talent?
Missy,
you don't
Missy,
gain,
Missy
you don't absorb
bad
talent.
Yeah, she's kind of bad. Y'all tripping.
She's tight. Like when she was all tight. Big and shit and wearing like chrome, she was like, Missy, we burn it down.
Hello.
Oh, no.
Show
Randy. This is so upsetting because I know someone told her that she wasn't cute at some point and that's why she did this.
Oh, I gotta see.
Like, ooh, Little boy. Kim has always been bad as fuck. Ooh. Like, why did she do that to herself?
What'd she do?
You'll see.
Oh, no.
She looked like a Russian baby doll. Her nipples are cockeyed.
Show her, Randy.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
She got a belly button.
She looked like a wisdom tooth.
Oh, my God. Ugh. She looked like a Klondike bar that you peeled all the chocolate off.
No. What the
fuck? Somebody was like, guess who this is? And I was like, who is that? They was like, that's Little Kim. I said, how?
Where?
That look like a twist. That's a twist what? Between Michael Jackson and something off of Rick and Morty.
That's Ursula.
Damn.
No.
I thought it was an Asian baby girl. Something.
She looked like a. She looked
sad.
Like fucking.
That's
what's the bitch from Spirited Away?
Wait,
this is the one that makes me mad because she's looking back like she's bad.
That's. I mean, but that's a perfect example
what
of
happened?
Why you should never tell
what
anyone that
what
they're
happened?
Fucking ugly. Because I know that that's probably. Bro, she was cute. Bro, it was fucking Little Kim. I don't know who the fuck that is.
She fucked Biggie.
Did she do that thing to her skin?
I don't know.
Or is that just
did.
All foundation?
Like, we talk a lot of
lighting,
shit, but I'm never
going to
pass on her. They're like, you that's, ugly that's or anything like that. That's fucked up because I don't want anyone to go and do that to themselves.
Oh, man.
Somebody out here doing something to their mom.
We do talk
ladies,
about shit.
If you're listening, ladies, what's it called? Injections.
Yeah,
none all
of that,
that type of shit that don't last. You gotta upkeep, and it's just gonna look worse
this
and
is
worse
rant
and
Sundays
worse.
With Narina. Right. Injections, they gotta stop.
Don't, stop the injections.
Don't
let
do
them know
it.
How you feel.
Don't do it to yourself. I mean, I get wanting to be happy with how you look, but you could do that in natural ways.
What's the natural way to make your titties bigger?
Soy.
Eat a fuck ton.
But I've seen fat bitches with little titties.
That's.
I don't. I don't have. A, I don't. Personally have a problem with boob jobs or anything, but it's like certain shit you just should learn to be happy with, because injections on your lips, on your forehead, anything like that, butt injections,
yeah,
they don't last. You gotta get them redone a couple times a year.
what is that Pokemon that looks like a triangle? It's like a duck looking thing.
She's talking about the polygon.
Yeah, when you start looking like a motherfucking polygon.
I thought
polygon.
He was talking about a jinx.
No,
jinx.
No.
Oh, a jinx?
Just
yeah.
Be looking
that's
like
what I was thinking
like
of.
A thick ass Nicki Minaj.
So,
like when you start looking like a polygon as a human, you've gone too far. When you start having angles on your face. Stop. Stop that
There's
shit.
Other ways. Get some.
Everyone is beautiful in their own way.
Yes. Learn about true
even
beauty.
Even if you're ugly. You still learn,
bro. I be seeing some Rasputia looking bitches like having love.
That's a Porygon.
Porygon and Polygon.
This thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you start looking like that,
you said that, but I was. Hold on.
When you start looking,
he's talking
like
about
that.
Jinx, and that bitch look like a carbon copy of Nicki Minaj.
No, because it's not Jinx. Because Jinx just has a bunch of makeup.
I thought you was talking about this.
Hey, would you fuck a Jinx?
That's what I was thinking.
Nigga, that's
of.
A Pokemon.
Would you fuck a Jinx?
Wait, bro, isn't that's... a Jinx a dude, though, dressed up? Isn't Jinx a tranny?
Bro, I think so.
Jinx right? with Dinx?
I think, yeah, look that up. I think Jinx is a man.
Would you fuck a female Jinx? They all can't be men. All Pokemon have male and females.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. All of them. Every single one of them.
Nidorino and a Nidoran are the only one likes a confirmed sex, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess. But at the same time, there still is male and female versions of every Pokemon.
Don't they have a Goldeen and a Goldeena?
No, what the fuck? They got a Goldeen and a Feebas.
I typed in the wrong thing. I typed in Jinx Pokemon sex.
Oh! Yeah! Mr. Mime dogging that shit.
And your back blown out.
Oh!
Bro, who's making these?
What? Oh, no.
I typed in
the wrong. Why has he got a mini meat?
It's not a mini meat. That's just the back
Be
shot.
Be careful what you type in on Google.
I hate that his dick isn't shaped like his finger, though.
This man pounded.
Oh God,
Gary,
Ash's mom.
What did you look
up?
Oh
no,
Pokemon.
Why was that easy to find?
So the viewers can see what you're looking at.
Just type in.
Why she got those brown ass nipples?
Because she's pregnant, so her nipples are dark now.
What's a preg? Is this that shit y'all? What is this?
I don't even think that's
hentai. That's Rules 34.
You're thinking of
what is that shit called?
Hentai.
Hentai.
Hentai. There you go.
But that specifically is Rules 34.
What's Rule 34?
It's just fucking. I don't know the exact definition of it. But basically, what it is it's just like hentai of like cartoon, like specific shit. Like with like League of Legends is very popular. Motherfuckers will do like Rules 34
now
of fucking
I gotta
like.
Delete this because on my work Google, they're gonna be like, what is this, Mr. King?
You're on your work phone?
No. I have Google attached to the things I'm on my...
Never attach your phone Jesus shit to your Christ. Computer shit at
I
work.
Edit, I try to edit some of the stuff, then the
Never
captions
Never attach
from the
video. A Pokemon to your pussy.
Bro.
What if they had, like, Bosozuku rings that you would hang, like, off your pelvis and shit? Like, for real down bitches.
What the fuck that is.
Like, them little hearts that you see motherfuckers hang from their little oh shit bars?
Bosozoku is a style of car.
I know, but like they sell them as the Bosozoku fucking rings.
Wait, what's a Bosozoku? You got to educate
A Bosozoku car is like a late 70s, early 80s car that is just extremely, to the normal eye, it looks fucked up, but it's an art style
of a
car. A Cressida, any Ford, like Cressidas, Hakusokus.
Pinto.
It has to be Japanese origin. Sentras, Maximas, any box style car can be a Bosozoku car.
With very unique body lines.
So it has some large tailpipes sticking out. It looks like a shark.
Feet of it.
Crazy looking wings.
It's absurd.
I love them fucking things. Man.
Some of them are real cool.
Some are very tasteful. Some are just like, why? Why'd you do this?
You know?
I can back them motherfuckers because every time I tell anybody about anything, they're like, why? So,
Randy, you have to. It's one of those things like I try to understand the culture before I rip it apart. So like anything that has a base form of nice, that's nice. But then anything that has a base form has an absurd, like there's people who like buy rare shoes. Like Josh likes to collect rare shoes. But then there's people who buy rare shoes to cut them up and make face masks with them. And it's like, I see the art, but you went too far.
Yeah,
so,
weird.
So I can't fucks with you. Like, I'm sure there's somebody with an off-white mask right now that thinks it's hard.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people that do that shit. But I think that a lot of those people are either, like, they given the shoes for free or they're fake.
Can you still buy fake shoes?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, where can I get some fake fours at?
We got friends that buy fake shoes, and you'll never know. I'm not going to tell you.
Who?
You're just going to have to see them.
Do they skateboard?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I've been trying to buy fucking the fake DHgate Origin 1 Jordans. The Spider-Verse ones?
I think. Oh, no, they probably have those.
Oh, no, they have them. I've seen them on there. Yeah. I be on DHgate. I ain't about fronting that shit.
So my thing with fakes is, if you wear fakes, I'm cool
It's
with
the
that.
Same thing with the rims. Just don't claim your shit. You know, if somebody
don't
steps
try to
you,
sell them as real.
Yeah.
Like, and that's,
don't
that's
be on
where,
some fuck
so
shit.
If I
own your shit.
So is there, in the quality wise, is there a big noticeable difference between
like,
fakes
for some
and
of them, it depends. Some,
yeah, you if someone's look. Not going to look at your fucking shoe and be like, those are fake. Like, no one's going to say that. They're not. They're
and there are more reputable sources that you can find. Like, there's motherfuckers that'll sell their shit for like $23.99 and other motherfuckers will sell their shit for like $59.99.
So where would someone buy fake shoes from?
DHgate.com.
No, stop.
Craigslist.
We're not going to promote fucking buying fakes. If you want to buy fakes,
go to DHgate.com.
What did he just tell you?
We're not promoting them, goddammit.
No, I don't give a fuck. That's bullshit.
Buying fakes promotes terrorism. You don't know that?
What? You sound like the dude at the movie. You wouldn't steal from your mom's purse, would you? You wouldn't kill your grandma for her inheritance. Then why would you steal this movie, huh?
But yeah, so there's all type of fakes out there, and they look really fucking real. Like I said, DHA. Rock fakes because shoes are fucking expensive. I mean, I sell shoes for a very expensive price, so I know that a lot of normal people can't afford these. So go buy fakes. That is, I'm
at
more dhgate.com
or dhgate.co.
If this motherfucker don't stop saying that shit, I'm about to fire you, Randy.
Good luck.
Hmm. No more podcast.
I'm on there now.
Oh. See?
Stop.
Brew, fucking edit that shit out. I don't want, we're not supporting terrorism on this podcast.
Fuck you.
All right. They sell fake cleats?
They sell fake everything on DHgate.
Bro. Stop everything. Saying the fucking name.
Why?
Bro.
Because we do not promote.
They got fake.
We do not promote.
Bro, they got fake hentai statues of like Bulma and shit.
They got
shit.
Fake Jordan electric green top quality for see. $36.
Oh, this is a bullshit site. Like, I got a way better site than this.
What?
But I'm not going
to Most of those sites
it.
Portal through the site that I'm not allowed to say anymore, which is DHgate.
Motherfucker, I'm going to hit you in the head with something. But yeah, so like I said, rock your fakes. It's all good. No one's going to judge you.
So just, why the fuck am I getting scrutinized for letting these
because
people
Because you're promoting
Because
we're not
it.
Promoting them. Like, you do you. Because most of those sites, like, if you go to these sites, sometimes the shoes don't show up. I don't want to be responsible for people's money getting taken. So that's why I'm not promoting that shit. If you want to go buy fake shoes, go on the internet, find them, Google, because you could do that shit yourself. We are not promoting fake sneakers.
Just go on the sneakers app and miss out like the rest of the world.
Catch an L.
Damn, there was something else I wanted to talk about. Oh, cars that we should give away next. We got a lot of good ideas. So anyone that's listening to the podcast, I just want to let you know we are still working on the car. So even when we pick the winner, it may be another 2 to 3 weeks until the car is ready.
Maybe.
Yes.
It's a possibility.
Hopefully not. But I just want to let you guys know. And like I said, you guys got to figure out how to pick it up. So we initially said that it was only the U.S., but it could be worldwide. You just got to figure out how to get it to wherever you're located because we are not doing anything. The car is going
to
be...
If you live in Australia and you got a homie in Long Beach who wants to pick the car up, drive it to the freight, drop it off, and you do that, you do you.
Yeah, but the car is going to be... we'll probably have it here at Tri-Speed. You can come pick it up. I don't give a fuck what you do with it, but we're not driving it anywhere. We're not taking it anywhere. You got to come get the fucking car.
We're taking in the bunch of lunch.
Bunch of lunch isn't a thing anymore. They get a box of pizza.
Yeah, we're not doing that shit.
Shakey's is
done. And if you want Randy to drive it for you, well, I'll drive it for you, but I'm keeping that fucking steering wheel.
No, you're not. No,
okay, yeah, I guess I can't do that.
No, we're not driving it nowhere. So
I want the steering
And
wheel.
From now on, like we said, this is not going to be the last time. Like, we're going to be giving away a car every 10,000 followers we gain, and we're just going to give them away. Like,
we're
going to
give away a red wagon next.
A what?
Oh, those little red wagons that the kids
like
get
a PF Flyer or whatever.
Yeah. So if you miss out, like, we're just gonna keep giving cars away, and hopefully, but there'll be better cars each time because maybe we'll be making more money. We can put more money into the cars, or we'll figure out like how to have people sponsor.
The
them.
More support you give us, the more better cars we can give you.
And every dollar you spend on Booty Hustlers goes to a ticket that'll get you a Supra and $30,000.
Really?
Yeah, because we're not even requiring you to do anything. All you have to do is follow us, and you can get a fucking free
the
car.
The more you buy from us, the better car we can get, and I can finally start making money.
Yeah.
That way Randy doesn't have to steal shirts from us.
Bingo. Problem solved.
He steals the shirts that he makes.
It's true.
Y'all keep DMing Randy about a Supra. Give him ideas.
Make noise. Yeah, give that man something.
Yeah, give me ideas about my car because everybody's just DMs me all the time
Randy.
And scrutinizes me.
Randy, you have to acknowledge that the people acknowledge you as a person.
Hey, I get it. I like it. I mean, I don't like it, but I like it. You know, it's cool.
You're really not going to like it if you know who posted that.
What?
What I posted today?
Oh.
Which you're pose? Really not gonna like it. Where he was like, "Give away Randy Supra."
Oh, was it my boy? Yeah. Oh,
he was it Mr. Eddie?
It was Rance.
Oh, big whoop! That man can't even use real scissors. He's got to use the plastic Crayola one. So I'm so shocked.
Don't disrespect my filmer. That man's a real electrician. They won't even let you work on stuff.
That's fine.
Damn, what the fuck? How did this turn into that?
I mean,
let's not go down this road.
That's all right. Gary can back that man up all he wants.
Hey, we should get that dude fired who tried to fuck you up at your job.
I'm trying to fight
that
you?
Man.
Somebody
tried to fuck me over.
Tell him the story.
So,
like, your new job?
Yeah, but
already?
I can't technically talk about the shit because I'm still under probation. But okay, I just had some fuck shit happen where a dude said one thing and then kind of did another thing. It is what it is. But the man has fucking 5 kids at the end of the day. I ain't going to fucking...
Hey, fuck his kids.
Hey,
the
whatever.
Fuck?
Oh, no.
The shit is what it is, and I'm going to just let it be what it is because I can't do nothing because I'm still trying to keep my job. I just got to suck it up.
The father must be paid by the son.
It, like, we're not worried about his kids. He put his kids in that fucking... up situation. Hey, if his kids don't eat, it's not because of you, it's because of his actions.
He should be worried about the best part of his kids.
I still got my shit back at him in a little passive way that happened, but regardless, I can't be talking about the situation on the pod, but I did get him back in an equally...
He came after you. His kids can't eat no more, all right? That's how
I don't
want to
see one lime of bean. I don't want to see no beans. If there's a fork on that table, it's our fork now.
Yeah, fuck that. I want his kids to have welfare from now on.
Whoa.
All right?
All right. I'll get him.
This is going to be a great
depression
love the
kids.
In the household. I want them kids to experience Randy's Christmases.
Yeah, you ain't getting shit.
So their dad's going to come back after all they had asked for was fucking cable and just yank that shit out the wall and
destroy
the extras.
Somebody at my job came to me and was like, I felt that. Your boy only had cable for 3 hours.
Dude, it was fucked.
You know what? Your dad is actually a smart motherfucker. He made sure he didn't have to pay for the next month. That's what he did. He gave you your Christmas present and then he made sure he didn't have to pay for the subscription.
Damn.
Yeah, that smart man. He was also super smart by giving me his same exact name and remembering my social security and putting fucking $7,000 under my name and not paying it for a year.
Randy, just go fight him.
I tried to, but when I kicked in the door and I was like, hey, did you fucking put all this money under my name? He was like, yeah. And I was like, all right, you know what? You were honest about it. I can fuck with that. If you were like, no, I'd be like, well, I knew it was you. And then we would have to throw hands. But he was honest about it.
You
and I was like,
bring a
all
picture
right.
of your dad one day.
Oh, okay.
You think this podcast could get us canceled? I was just thinking about like
for
all the
what?
Shit we were saying.
For what, though?
Because everyone is so super sensitive.
It's just one
y'all
of those,
have said a lot more fucked up shit. I don't think you have to worry about
it's
it.
It's not even that. It's just the fact
I think
that
my take on the Suicide Boys was pretty, it came pretty hard.
That's different, though.
When you start talking about trannies and like, well, we didn't really talk about
you didn't say
people,
anything
but we
wrong.
Don't have any, I don't have anything.
Let's stop people. Right now before you dig a hole.
Yeah.
All we're saying is just be honest.
Yeah, don't bring it
is
up
key.
Again.
That's it. That's the lesson of today's podcast, kids.
And we still love and appreciate everyone for everything. And
like, for example, I'm going to give you a perfect example. There's a few transgenders that follows me. And I talked to them, and I was like, hey, what's going
on?
You
asked for dick pics?
No, not at all. I said, hey, what made you go through this process? I felt like a woman inside, so I turned into a woman. I was like, oh, okay, so how's you and your part? Are you in a partnership or whatever thing? Like, no. She says, this may sound weird, but I get more pussy now that I'm a woman than when I was a man. So I said, hold on. You transformed into a woman.
Transformed.
Okay, so that's...
She went to the doctor's office and hit him with a...
So me and Gary and another one of our friends, we have a nickname. We call them Transformers.
But yeah, so he transitions into a woman and now fucks women. And I was like... Huh? Doesn't that make you gay now, technically? And he's like, just, no, because I identify as a man with
That's why when my homegirl, we were in the car talking to her.
That
about
sounds
it.
Like when you were playing a game as a kid and you would like make up new rules as to why you didn't die from that Kamehameha.
That's all they're doing. They're making up new rules for Earth. That's what they're doing.
His homegirl comes to the...
And I was like, I don't want to be insensitive because me and Gary can say some fucked up shit to people.
Why you
and
gotta love like, Gary that you just threw that man under the
bus? Oh, no, I say I don't care
about... Because he was the one that said something too, and I was
just
like,
I said, excuse me, what do you identify as so I don't want to offend you? The person...
See how he said
it's confusing because she built like 2 Chainz now, but has a very soft, feminine voice.
No, so she has a manlier voice now.
What?
Her voice deeper than ours.
How? What pills can I get?
I know that shit made me want to like, damn, I'm trying to get a deep ass voice. I mean, I guess I can't.
I sound like a bitch.
Right? I feel you on that. I got my nose don't work, so I sound all nasally and all I do is whinge and complain.
Like when I meet Narina's family, she got a couple dyke girl. Can you say dyke? Lesbian. Yeah, that's lesbian not bad. Homegirls, and they talk to me like a dude, and I'm like, yo, and then I remember, like, you're not a dude, but you're still a cool people man.
Well, I mean, what? I really
did you say people man?
People man? Human person?
Oh.
Yeah.
That being works. Of superiority intelligence?
Pulling your dick out of a woman and coming on another man's face?
Not gay.
Not gay.
So, okay, this might come off a little bit strange. I'm still going to say it. So, you know how, like, when we were growing up, like, gay people... like we weren't around a lot of gay people. Mm-mm. So it was like, it was weird for us. But now that we're adults and like to see, kind of look back and be like, nah, that's just like dumb normal now.
It's stupid.
Like,
normal.
It's stupid. Normal. It's to the point where like, why was it even like a thing? Like, it's why just... did people have to hide? Blah, blah, blah. Like it's fucking stupid. But now with like, I saw something on TV where a dude that used to be a girl and a girl that used to be a guy
having
a baby, and I was like, bro, this shit is too complicated.
That's so tight though.
I'm just like, what?
I like that.
Fuck, it doesn't make sense.
It don't make sense.
Bro, that's
so y'all switch roles.
Like, yeah,
like, yeah, but it's you just like, why?
You flip the script and you still get a baby. That's like,
because
can a radical Christian be mad at that?
But if
you still get a baby,
but if both of y'all still like the same genders, then what was the point? Yeah, it's just... I'm
going to just leave it alone. I respect y'all for what y'all do. Do what you do best, whatever that is. We love you. If you have any questions, come to the track.
We got questions, educate us. Maybe we should bring someone on that is transitioning.
I don't know anybody transitioning.
Yeah, like going from one to another.
Oh, your homie?
Yeah, she would probably... Or he...
Them?
See, yeah. She would probably... He would probably like to be on the podcast.
So
that shit is complicated. Maybe
but
just,
we can educate ourselves so it's not so complicated.
Yeah, I have no hatred or anything towards any of that shit. Like, if you want to do
just
what you want to do,
just
do it.
Just bring them on here and just roast them.
No, we're not here to roast. We're here
no,
to
I
educate.
Know, but would that be some shit? Talk all this, like, real righteous shit? Just bring them on and just berate the fuck out of them?
That,
throw
right,
holy water on them? Close the Bible really
See, now
loud.
Y'all are getting canceled.
He said holy water.
And then just constantly close a Bible, like, really loud, like a hardcover. Just
I don't believe in
I think
that shit
holy water
anyway,
only
so.
Works if you're holy, though, right?
Yeah, I don't believe in none of that, so that wouldn't work. Yeah,
that's fine. It's the manner. It's the excessive radicalism that makes it funny.
Stop.
Wait, can you believe in the Bible, like in God and Jesus and all that, and still believe in aliens?
Yeah.
A lot of people do.
But then that would kind of like defeat everything that like the Bible is built off of.
How do we know God's not an alien?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like in Prometheus,
bro, they would lose their shit.
Have you heard the theory about that?
Yeah, I love Prometheus. I own all those movies.
So the theory is that Jesus was one of the engineers that they left behind, and that they were like, "Fuck y'all," and tried to poison us because they killed Jesus.
But do you know what that would do for like the religious community if that was real?
What if
it would destroy everything that their faiths are built off of?
I mean, to a certain extent, yeah, but there's a lot of very open-minded people who are religious and just choose to...
But not everybody. Like, my ex's mom was like, cut your hair. I was like, why? Men don't have long hair. I was like, Jesus had long hair. She's like, you're not Jesus.
Hey, I mean, there's always...
That was her theory.
There's always different type of fucking people who practice their shit differently. It's...
That sounds like
it's
some
fuckery. It's an unfortunate
to me.
Fucking thing.
It's awesome.
It's awesome fuckery, man. Like, people say you shouldn't stand up to wipe your ass after you poo.
Do you?
Hey, bro.
Do you stand up to wipe your ass after you shit?
So, in the office, there is, like, a kind of, like, a crystal door. And I was like folding some shirts and he was in there taking a shit. And I looked over because I didn't hear the toilet flush, but I saw him standing up. And I was just like, I didn't even say anything because I was just
okay,
shocked.
This has been like, a battle for me.
I was
right?
Like, are you fucking standing up and wiping your ass? Why do you stand
How
up
do
and
you
wipe
your ass?
It's just easier. Yeah. You just
I can't
get up.
Do that.
Why?
I've never.
I stand up.
Yeah.
You get up and wipe your ass. But I feel like.
Hey, how do you do it in public, though? When you get up in public because you're tall as fuck, do you hunch over
yeah,
so people
I do.
Don't see your head poke
well,
out?
Well, I have a fro, so when I dip over.
So you gotta just like get up and just do like the lead real quick and then like get
well,
in there.
Okay, so
front
that's
back.
How I poop in public because I don't like to touch the seat. But like at home, I feel like when I stand up, your butt cheeks kind of close, so then you got more doo-doo on your
when
butt cheeks.
When you
that's,
wipe.
Yeah, you're supposed to. How many times are you? I wipe until clean.
Oh, yeah, I wipe until clean, but like I don't get up
it
because
it
I feel like.
It wouldn't matter if it went like this as long as you wipe it.
You know
though.
Why it don't matter to us? Because we use baby wipes. That shit cleans right up.
Yeah, everything. No, like,
yeah.
I wouldn't stand up.
We
yeah,
need
a touch.
When we get an office of our own, we need to invest in a bidet. Have you ever used a bidet?
Who's going to clean it?
No.
What are you talking about? They clean themselves.
Yeah, that's not that. Efficient.
No.
That's
it didn't clean where it was supposed to clean.
It's
it
like,
hit my
think
back.
Think about your car. When it gets dirty, bidets you just spray it down.
The
you still need to wipe
back.
It off.
Yeah, no, yeah, you crank that shit, and then you just use, like, two fucking papers, and then you fold or ruffle or whatever form of ass wipe you do just to make sure that shit's good. But, bro,
yeah, you're not
that shit will change
office.
Your life, bro. That shit will change your life.
Yeah, no,
okay,
I didn't,
so you use the bidet,
people,
and you wipe with toilet paper?
Okay, also.
So you know how sometimes you got to wipe, like five or six times?
Yeah.
You take, like, you just barf out, like, a mean old shit?
So you use
so
the
you
bidet.
Crank the bidet. And then you only got to wipe your ass one quick time just kind of dry up and look at that shit.
Your booty hole's wet and you're using toilet paper. That shit don't powder up on your booty hole. Mm-mm.
Nope.
This is why I use baby wipes.
Nah.
Yeah. I'll use like two baby wipes.
I'm telling you, bruh.
Wait, but do you flush the baby wipes?
Not everywhere. There's flushables.
None of them are flushable.
No, they got flushable baby wipes.
Cottonelle's, they say they're flushable.
Even the ones that say they're flushable, they are not flushable.
But I flush them just fine.
Yeah, don't do that.
No, not at our house. She don't flush
them. I don't flush at your house.
Why?
Wait, so what do you do with your shitty ass wipes at home then? You just throw them in the...
If I'm at someone's house, I'll wrap them up in toilet paper and throw them in the trash can.
Wait a minute, but don't you wipe your ass and then you use... The wet wipes, right?
No, I use baby wipes right off the jump.
Wet
I use
up,
two.
Right off the
I
bat.
Use two baby what? Wipes. One has the doo doo, and one cleans, makes sure everything
oh,
is straight.
Disgusting.
I don't
you,
know.
Gary.
I back that because that's how I be doing it. If
yeah,
oh,
you,
when
no.
I have
do
a
you
present,
use baby wipes?
You wipe your ass and then you clean it with the baby wipe afterwards when there's no doo doo there.
Well, that's not what they do to babies.
Yeah,
you just use the.
You don't pull out
toilet
paper, wipe a baby's ass,
skin.
And then hit it with
that
a wet wipe.
Yeah, but I don't want a baby like. Like, to have two moist things meet is just, like, not a thing for me. Like, it feels
that's
weird.
Just your complex with texture. No,
yeah.
Yeah,
no.
The rest of the world wipes
your butt.
Nah, we got to do a fucking poll on
we're
this.
We're all going
to
take a shit
so.
Outside right now. We got yeah, baby wipes.
Well, think, oh, don't worry. Rance is already out there shitting on the curb. I can see him. It's getting in the back of his Converse.
You dry first, and then you do fucking...
If anything, it's wet and then dry. Because
yeah.
sometimes
it's
too
it's
wet
dry
after.
Dry and wet.
So,
but if you take dry, you just smashing that shit into your ass and...
No.
What?
I mean, I guess if you're standing up, you got to open up your cheeks.
See, this is why you can't have an educated conversation with Josh, is because he likes to just
bro,
like pinhole and pigeonhole.
Bro, how close do y'all cheeks go when you stand up? Because we reach just fine.
I spread my shit apart like a porn star. Just
because you can't get full access if you're just bending up.
Yeah, I grip my shit and I spread it and I just get in there and just
thank
whoop.
God, yes. We should sell baby wipes at
yeah.
our event at the Booty Hustlers track day.
Yeah, no, I definitely
hustlers.
Still want to do a poll because I always thought that it was dry, wet, and then sometimes I would do dry again just to make sure your butt is dry. Because, yeah, no, wet with wet.
Can you print on a baby wipe?
It depends.
Yeah.
It would be a huge manufacturing thing. It would be so much more of a cost than what we could actually do. I mean, we could print on newspaper and people could wipe their ass with newspaper.
Have you ever had to wipe your ass with newspaper?
I've wiped
yeah.
my ass with everything
yeah,
almost.
I've had to
newspaper.
Do that. I had to do
really?
That shit in college and I would
yeah.
like what?
Asshole. I've wiped my ass with a shirt, with the bath towel, with
the,
yeah,
I remember
doing
we were
all
at
this.
Where we were at Boogie's crib and my man my man said I gotta take a shit, so he goes in there and take a shit. And Jordan is like, how did you wipe your ass? We don't have any toilet paper. And he was like, oh.
Use their towel?
He said there was a washcloth there. We're just like, what the fuck? Like, you didn't come out and ask for anything. You just did it.
But if I ask, he's going to say, oh, we don't have toilet paper.
Oh, my God.
He wasn't going to tell anyone. He just put it in the trash.
What'd you do with it?
He put it in the trash.
What's wrong with you?
What's right with me?
Not a lot.
I wiped my ass with the ass gaskets, newspaper, Starbucks paper towels at the birthday parties.
Where'd you get newspaper?
I was at work, and there were no toilet paper, but we had a newspaper next to us. I remember because I was reaching Calvin and Hobbes, and I was like, this is a great article. There's no toilet paper, and I'm in secret programs. I don't have my phone on me, so I can't yell at anything.
So you're like, Calvin, you have to lick my butthole right now.
Exactly. And then I moved on.
Is that gay?
Oh, no. To the obituary. Sorry, Murtis, but your ass name got wiped on my booty cheeks. True story. You can ask somebody.
Yeah, I wiped my ass with a popcorn bag one time.
What?
That's rough.
Was it buttery?
Hold on. Did you wipe it with the inside of the bag?
No, with the outside.
Okay, because I was about to say the inside.
Yeah, what did you do with it afterwards?
He ate it.
Threw it away. I mean, obviously.
Was there popcorn in the bag?
That bathroom, or did you take it out?
No, it's a weird story, but I, as previously mentioned, I grew up in poverty, and so my mom was at work one time. We
but
didn't
you
have
had popcorn?
Yeah. It was
popcorn is not a luxury, Josh.
Popcorn is not.
You made it seem like popcorn was as much as corned beef hash or something.
Yeah,
corned
no,
hash you were poor, but you too. Had microwave popcorn. That doesn't add up.
So,
all right, go ahead.
I was eating popcorn for my fucking dinner because my mom was at work. Whatever.
Dinner?
And I'm,
oh yeah,
yeah,
you poor.
No, I was, yeah. So I was
Did
eating
you
the
say
popcorn.
He had dinner? Yeah, poor.
No, I was eating. Whatever. The story goes, I'm fucking at home. My mom's.
You fucking,
going at
home?
Work.
Who you fucking?
My hand. And my mom's at work. I'm eating this popcorn. I go to take a shit, so I take the popcorn with me. But I'm down to the last little bit, and I'm just sitting there shitting and eating my popcorn and listening to fucking saliva on my PSP, right? And then I look over. We don't have any fucking toilet paper, and I'm like, fuck, that's right. We don't have any toilet paper. We didn't have any paper towels, and I wasn't wearing socks because I was in my basketball shorts and barefooted. So I was like, what do I got to work with here? All I had was a popcorn bag. So I flattened it out, folded it so it could match the crack of my ass, and I wiped down the crack of my ass, and it pulled a lot of it off. And I was like, all right, tight. So I still kind of had the folded popcorn bag in my hand. I walked out, and I threw it away in my trash can, and then I hopped in the shower just to make sure the rest of the residue was off, and then I was good to go. But, yeah, I've used a popcorn bag to wipe my sphincter.
I feel like before popcorn, I would just use my hand, just said fucking, and hopped in the shower right afterwards.
I mean, why use your hand at that point?
They didn't have
soap.
Huh? What you mean?
Why use your hand at that point?
Because it's a popcorn bag. That shit hurts.
No.
It hurts. It's just like fucking using newspaper. It's pretty. It's very smooth.
You could have just hopped straight in the shower instead.
Yeah,
but I don't want to fish like shit out of my ass. I would rather try and get like a majority of like the solid shit off of my asshole. And then clean, like, the leftover.
No, you hop in the shower and you just kind of, like, toot your booty up and open your cheeks up and just let it blow out.
I mean, you got to understand, we didn't have, like, pressure. I don't think there'd be enough to knock out the dangleberries,
you
know?
Poor, so you didn't have pressure in the wash either.
It was good enough to, like, wash your hair and shit, I guess, somewhat. But, like, I just didn't trust it. So I just went with my natural instincts and wiped my ass with the popcorn.
So you were walking around like a garbage pail kid.
Yeah.
Nasty, disrespectful, bitch made fool.
Never again,
bitch
Randy.
Made.
Shame. There's that train. Train's always
train.
Fucking up my.
You'll always
rants.
Have toilet
like
paper
trains.
For the rest of your life.
I like turtles.
I mean, COVID almost did away with that
they
too.
Did.
But
with what?
Toilet paper.
Toilet paper shortage.
That's just I never understood. You bought all the toilet paper, but the soap's still on the rack. How much sense does that make?
There's no sense in any of it.
Well, I think this podcast was good today. What you think, Josh?
Yeah, this was very interesting.
Yeah, we covered we'll a broad spectrum.
We'll see where this goes. Trannies to pooping in trains. Feel me?
Oh, what happens if there's a tranny conductor pooping on the train
through his dick
while what? Eating popcorn?
Imagine if the aliens poop through their dick.
That'd kind of be fun, because think about it. You could, like, spell your name in cursive with your shit, like, if you were pissing in, like, snow.
But it would just come out like this. It wouldn't, like,
Did you say shitting in snow?
Not, like,
no,
piss,
I asked
him, piss
what if the aliens
snow?
Shoot shit through their dicks?
Because, like, it'd be like a frosting thing, you know? Like, how you could, like...
It'd be hard to want to suck a dick.
Narina, why are you sucking aliens' dicks now?
That's not...
People
what?
Eat
that's,
ass.
She's
hold
been
up.
About
hold
dick
up.
All
hold
day.
Up.
I
hold
guess
up.
We gotta go.
It's not motherfuckers eat ass. That's not even like a taboo thing anymore. So it's like if you sucking dick where shit comes from, it's just
because you
still
suck,
the same thing.
When you eat when ass, you're not.
Oh
sucking.
Yeah, you were, I thought he was about to explain
ass.
Sucking dick. I was
no.
Like, let's go.
When you eat ass, you eat an
here
ass.
Here we go. Are
I mean,
you gonna
I guess
tell
I
us
could
something?
Get that. I mean, I see that point. All right, I'll accept that.
Yeah,
something's gonna come out.
Wait, what?
The hole.
I guess
so, like poop residue.
I mean, pee comes out of dick.
Yeah,
that's
but
not...
pee's not coming out your dick while your dick's getting sucked.
Pre-cum
you
is.
Could, yeah, you could have an accident.
Dookie has like a consistency.
So
you
that's
know,
not
you
a problem.
What they
that's
told us in high school, like the, when you're hard, you can't pee. That's a fucking lie.
That's
pee,
a the
yeah,
whole ass
that's
lie.
That's a whole lie.
I watched a whole porno where dude peed in a girl's coochie
yeah,
hard.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so that's not a thing.
I'll show you when I get home.
I'm not saying that I have peed in the girl's mouth like accidentally. I don't know. Maybe
but you
when
ain't
I'm
never
drunk.
Pissed
Gary
with
peed
a
on
boner
me in the
like
shower.
What the fuck?
Yeah, but remember like I don't know. Remember?
No, I heard it. Gary peed
wait,
on you in
saying?
The shower.
I peed on Arena in the shower. Oh. I was sitting down. We was at my homie's house. Oh, let me hold on.
What?
But it's in the shower.
But I peed on her though one time.
Yeah. What's the problem with that?
I couldn't stop smelling it for a couple hours.
Yeah, she smelled like pee pee for a minute.
Wait, but you guys are in the shower.
That's what I said.
Something about his.
This man can't drink dark soda and his piss stink like that?
I don't drink dark soda.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, your piss should relatively be okay.
I think it was just in her head she smelled pee.
Just because so, she knew?
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you see an apple pie, you're like, you can smell an apple
so
pie.
I was sitting down, and I said, huh, look up, and then I started peeing, and she's bleh.
Wait, you pissed on her head?
I pissed, like, up on almost on her face.
Damn, you are killing her.
She, but like I was testing the theory, right? If somebody's peeing, wouldn't you move? There's plenty of space in the
I
shower
went,
to move.
What?
Like you,
like
would,
you didn't
shower.
Move.
There
Narina,
was
you
no
are
way
very
to
questionable.
Move.
You ain't.
Wait, so were you just like,
the shower.
Oh, just pee on me, on
Narina,
my titties.
I pushed it
your,
away.
Your inherent instinct
you
and reaction
yeah,
to shit is
you
all wrong.
Turned that into a sexual fetish. You should have just took it. Fuck it, just pee on my titties.
Just yell back, Narina. First,
what would you have done if she turned around and like opened up her butthole?
Or he would have kept going.
And then
or
what?
If she would
just
like
collected it like a bird bath.
Just, like,
I would have been
fucking R. Kelly. Her just
stop.
He's excited thinking about it
yes.
right now.
Yeah, right.
This See, man's nasty.
He probably would have married you if he started peeing on you, and then you just got on your knees and you just let it happen. Like some R. Kelly shit.
Wow, I've never seen that tape because I would consider be
child porn.
I've never
seen it either. I just
because everybody who shared that was in middle school at the time when it came out.
Yeah,
so I was in eighth grade or something. So I was like, I don't have access to the internet.
I think that should be a test. Like that's how you figure out if you're gonna marry someone. You try to pee and live in the shower. And you see what their reaction is.
Marina, she wasn't mad. She was just like, bro, come on.
We were like done. In the shower, so then
wait,
I had
so
to.
Wait, so you waited
till
the end? Like usually, if I'm gonna pee in the
like,
shower, it's like once the warm water
no,
hits
so,
and then it's coming
so,
out.
So if I may explain, I was
so
getting
Gabe,
the
they
fellatio.
Were. Hold on, let me see if I could do this.
Hold
y'all
on.
Were in the shower. Something happened. You busted a nut, right? So mm-hmm. you get out the shower and then. As normal, usually when you bust a nut a couple minutes later, you got to piss to clean out the tube. So then he had to piss after he was out. She was still in the shower. And
I was
going
no, the
you.
Shower had a seat.
Oh, so you were just kicking back bowling and then you just.
Let it go.
Freedom.
I was pointed my junk up and just started peeing.
There
it is.
It was. It was. A
it went. It.
So. It was. So you let this man arch piss on you, and you didn't hit the lateral to move left or right.
What can I say? I'm in love.
Aw.
All right, I'll accept that answer.
Marina,
that
you
corny
might,
ass answer.
Marina,
that still doesn't excuse you your lack of reaction towards racism or crackheads. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Stop it with the racism.
She'll get a mulligan.
You can't get a mulligan for racism. Like, you let racism happen, you're a racist.
You could get a mulligan on a crackhead spit, but...
I was busy.
Busy? You looked right at it. And then when confronted by it, you were like, I got selective hearing in this motherfucker.
She was busy.
I do. I was in my own head.
So you were busy.
That leather face situation.
We're not talking about you. The other
The South may or may not rise again, man.
The dude at the track.
Oh, I'm going to meet him.
At the undescript track.
I was in the passenger seat. Track. But I was thinking about something else. I don't ever listen to him when he talks because he just fucking talks. He be rambling.
But maybe no, you should. Talking she's talking about you.
No, I'm talking about that situation. Like, he talks and I don't listen because he just talks.
You gotta talk into the mic.
Maybe sorry. Maybe you should though. And because you weren't prepared, you didn't have your man's back.
Now
background
I will.
Racism.
Yeah.
Oh, now you will.
All of a sudden.
So now next time somebody
you have to
after
remember
they
her
hung
whole,
him by a tree.
Her
you
whole
know,
family's Armenian.
From a tree.
Her whole family's Armenian, so it's gonna fuck them up when they see my big black ass soon.
When's that going down?
They'll be okay.
When I come around the corner and be like, hey, yeah. Look, they're going to just see me as a ski mask.
Maybe
and a thief.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, maybe. Shit. That's soon.
We'll see. No response. His cousin hit me back. No response.
Is everyone lying to us?
I don't know.
We're about to find out.
Well, yeah, anyway. Let's go get some food and then let's go
find out next time.
All right,
Dragon Ball.
You guys have a good day.
Thank you. Like, subscribe, and follow me on Instagram.